Hello again, listeners new and old. I'm Mark, and welcome to our newest episode of Made by History. Once again, it's been a while. A bit more than 6 months, actually. We're happy to be back making content, and hope to be making episodes semi-regularly, at least more frequently than once every 6 months. As of the time of recording, I'm unsure of the format of this episode, but I'm determined to give my perspective on the issues plaguing our country at this moment. Last time, we compiled stories from across our town, our country, and the world that detailed the experiences of our friends in the first month of the pandemic. Today, I'd like to talk to you about the current goings-on in the U.S. In the interest of doing that, let's start with the date, time, and some stats for you. Today is Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020, and it has been 7 months since coronavirus lockdown and online school started here in Montclair, New Jersey. At the time of our last episode, New Jersey reported 1,932 deaths. The death toll of coronavirus in New Jersey has risen to 16,371 deaths. The entire nation of Canada has reported less than this, with only 10,279 deaths since March, and has roughly the same number of cases as New Jersey, numbering approximately 245,000. Listening to our second podcast episode now feels really strange, especially seeing as it was so early into the lockdown period and we already felt the effects of the pandemic so dramatically. With this episode, we're looking to document how we feel and some of the facts and fears about the current state of our country and the world so that our listeners, you guys, can get some perspective on this time in the future. I'll be sharing my perspective first, and we'll be including Matt's perspective either after this, or maybe as its own separate thing. I don't know. We haven't figured it out yet. Moving right along. In Montclair, restaurants are open with limited capacity and outdoor seating. Many businesses are open, and there is no longer the eerie silence of March. In many ways, it seems as though people have forgotten about the pandemic. Many around town wear masks, however many did not. The coronavirus pandemic seems to have been absorbed into life, becoming a painfully normal part of a new routine. I spend most of my time in my room. Every day, the majority of my movements are from my bed to my desk, and the tedium of and monotony of online school is something that I know is not unique to me. I'm sure every student listening now feels the same way as I do. When you can hit the off button in the middle of class while thousands die outside your window, school tends to feel pretty meaningless. Many cope with the stress of online school in different ways, whether that be a strictly regimented routine, daily physical exercise, or enduring the cold to see friends on afternoons and weekends. I have personally found that after school bike rides and seeing my friends on the weekends, wearing masks of course, are some of the most important ways I've maintained my sanity. In addition to these stresses, the nation is at a crossroads, and the lives and rights of millions of Americans are on the line. Today, Election Day. I have avoided viewing election coverage, partially out of a need to preserve my pre-election hopes and fears for this very episode, as well as my extreme fear of the outcome. No matter which candidate wins this election, it will be the end of an era. It is unknown if the United States can sustain another 4 years with Donald Trump as president. However, Biden's victory can signal the possibility for a brighter future. I don't mean this to sound like a Biden campaign ad, but if you've been paying any attention at all, it should be pretty clear how dangerous Donald Trump is to society as a whole and to the future of this country. This episode's last one was pretty dramatic, but this one is very not on the lightest of does not have the lightest tone. But these are fears that I know I have, and I'm sure many of you guys listening do have as well. Another thing regarding American elections, the impact won't be limited just to here in the United States. We have an international audience from numerous different countries. I'm sure you'd be shocked to know those who live here in the U.S. And their lives won't be unaffected. Whatever happens here reverberates across the world, whether we like it or not. So today, I hope that we as a country have made the right decision, and we'll continue to rebuild what's been lost. The current situation does not look like it's going to get easier for a while. And I know that sounds bleak, but we've made it this far. It's been a really long time since it's been normal, to just go out and do the things we all once did. But we've endured. And no matter how bad it seems to be, I'm sure that the lessons learned during this time of hardship are things that are going to stick with us. I hope that we would like to return to, air quotes, normal content, talking about stuff like, the First World War or obscure historical events, and I'm sure we will. But for the foreseeable future, at least I know I hope, and I'm sure Matt does too, we hope to continue providing our perspectives as well as the perspectives of you guys, our listeners. I believe on our website, yes, we have a website, well, a public page. There's a message feature. We also have an Instagram, that being made by History Pod. So feel free to message us, or if you know us, message Matt or myself regarding topics you want to hear and anything else. This has been weird. It's been really weird. Just this whole period of time. And but I'm sure we'll be okay. So with that, I think I'll be ending my segment of this episode, or if we do this as an individual episode, then my episode. I'm still not sure on format. And stay safe. Hope to be seeing you again soon. Thank you, and goodbye.
All right, so this is Matthew Abate. It is 11:06 p.m. on November 6th, almost November 7th, and I'm here to talk about my thoughts on the election. This is completely unscripted, and okay, well, before the election started, I would have definitely told you that I thought Donald Trump and Joe Biden, it wouldn't have been close. I thought Joe Biden was going to blow him out of the water. And it astounds me that 70 and a half million people voted for Donald Trump, especially in a state like Florida or Ohio, that it was, I mean, like, those are usually red-leaning purple states. But the fact that it was such a blowout, like, I'm looking here, it was 3.3 points Donald Trump won in Texas, or in Florida, I mean. And in Ohio, he won by over 8 points, and that is a large margin. But Joe Biden did win, which I'm very pleased about, very excited. I mean, he hasn't been called the winner, but He has 264 electoral votes, and according to the Associated Press, 253 if you're looking at MSNBC, or if you're not looking at Fox News or AP, it's 253. But to win, all he needs is either Nevada, Pennsylvania, or Georgia, which are the important states that have not been called as of yet. North Carolina still hasn't been called either, but I don't think he'll be make Joe Biden will be making up a 90% or 90,000 vote margin there. Some things to talk about. Well, a lot of I wouldn't really consider myself friends, true friends, with any Trump supporters, but like it's hard to go through life and not have relations with anyone who liked him or supported him. So anyone who I'm familiar with who liked him and supported him have said the same thing. They've cried voter fraud, they've cried, oh, 138,000 unmarked ballots in Michigan. And I just think that's very, I don't know, I think it's very irresponsible. I was having a conversation with someone, a lanky blonde boy named Spencer, and he was talking about how the liberals took Donald Trump to court when he was last elected. And be that as it may, there was actual voter fraud with Russian, or not voter fraud, but Russian interference, foreign interference. And this crying of voter fraud is just being a sore loser. Now, if we're looking in depth at the election, I think that people on the left and liberals should be happy but refrain with Biden's win, because let's also remember that Mitch McConnell is still going to be the Senate majority leader, and that is painful. That is a horrible fact that we have to live with. Some of the Senate races, the Democrats lost a seat with Tommy Tuberville knocking off Doug Jones. It was crazy that Doug Jones got a seat in Alabama in 2016 in the first place, but he did. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, and Susan Collins all held on to their seats. And, like, I guess more power to them, but I wish there wasn't more power to them because they should not be government elected officials. Georgia is doing a runoff election where Raphael Warnock won the had the most votes in the first one, but I believe he's going to lose to Kelly Loeffler in the runoff when the Doug Collins supporters support her. I personally think Biden, he's definitely going to be a one-term president, not a two-term president, and I think his term is going to very much involve him trying to pass bills, trying to implement some of the stuff that he based his campaign on. And then it getting denied and it not working because, of course, the Republican Party and Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, and all of those folk, as they say in the biz, are not going to let him do anything because, of course, they're not going to let him do anything. And then, come the next election cycle, it's going to be the same story from Republicans every time. Oh, the Democratic Party got nothing done. Oh, Joe got nothing done. Obama gets nothing done. Well, of course he's not going to get anything done if you don't let him get anything done. So that's my take on the presidency or the election, I guess, and upcoming one to hold. The Democrats also lost a big margin in the House. They still control the House, but a loss is a loss nonetheless, and it's not good. The election is good. The results are good. It's content. I'm very happy that he's out of office. But again, there's a lot of work that still needs to be done, and a lot of work that still has to go through. I think in the next coming weeks, he is going to sue, when I say he, I mean Trump. He's gonna sue Georgia. He's gonna sue Pennsylvania. He's gonna sue Michigan, Wisconsin, any close state that he did not win in, Arizona. And what's terrifying is that his supporters, or people who still like him, just are gonna believe him blindly, no matter what they say. So I'm looking right now. It's 11:12, and he is up. Biden's up in Georgia by 4,020 votes. He is up in Nevada by about 21,000 votes. He's up in Pennsylvania by 29,000 votes. Like, that's gonna be, those are all gonna be recounted, but it's still, like, that's so close. And he's barely beating him there. And of course, Trump, being the baby that he is gonna ask, he's gonna sue them. Oh, voter fraud. Oh, voter fraud. Like, no, it was not voter fraud. He's just being a sore loser. And a lot of Trump supporters who I've had the opposite of a pleasure talking to for the last few days or whatever are talking about, oh, we should riot because the Dems, ooh, the scary blue Dems, have stole this election. No. Like, I saw this one girl who goes to a private school, I'd say about 35 minutes away from me. She was like, yeah, maybe rioting will help. She didn't even spell rioting correctly. Like, they're just a different breed of ignorant and unintelligent. But besides that, it's a little rant, Mark, you can probably cut that out. But anyways, I think it's historical. We've elected our first woman to the vice presidency, a woman of color to any position that high. I think that's pretty cool. In the House, Democrats are at 212, Republicans are at 194, so that's good. That's some control. In the Senate, it's 48-46 to Republicans. That's not good. And I don't know. I don't think there's gonna be any. There might be a few small scale riots. I don't think anything crazy will happen. I don't think, like, if you look at the lead up to the Civil War, it's a lot like senators were beating each other bloody on the Senate floor. Bleeding Kansas was bleeding, bloody Kansas. Those events were occurring. Sorry, Mark, cut this part out. I've lost my current train of thought. But yeah, like there will be a few small scale riots, and Trump can like attempt whatever kind of coup he wants, but like there's not a chance that oh my gosh, I can't think and speak at the same time. There's not a chance that there's gonna be a civil war, and I think people can rest somewhat easier knowing that he's gonna get out of office one way or another. It's not gonna be violent, but it could be forced, but he's gonna get out of office one way or another. All right, these are my unfiltered thoughts. If this take gets put on Made by History, thanks for listening. And Mark, I'm sorry this was so unscripted, but I think it's good. I think you should put it in. Love you, Mark. Bye.
Hey guys, it's Mark again, and we hope you've enjoyed the episode. I did not intend on editing any part of my own clip or Matt's, so hopefully you guys can bear to hear the raw cut for today's show. As of the time of recording this segment, it is the 27th of November, meaning I've been sitting on this recording for a few weeks. My apologies for that. Since the election, the results have been clear: a Biden victory with a difference of over 4 million votes, and an electoral vote difference of 74. In the Senate, we await the results of the runoff election set for early January for a final verdict. In the House, the Democrats hold a majority but have lost a number of seats. This election has brought out more American voters than ever before, a milestone to be proud of. However, as has been seen, the nation is still divided. I'd like to note that there has not been the widespread violence many feared leading up to the election, nor has there been a government coup or a civil war. While these things are true, President Trump has taken a number of measures to hinder the transition from his administration to that of President-elect Biden. Some of these actions include limiting contact between the transition team and the current administration, denying access for President-elect Biden to classified meetings and intelligence briefings, and the continued denial of certified election results. We know Joe Biden is an imperfect candidate, and on this show, we will endeavor to cover the faults in the American political system to their fullest extent. Nonetheless, we are relieved to be able to take a deep breath, knowing that the end of Donald Trump's reign draws near. Thank you so very much for listening to today's episode of Made by History, and happy holidays. Stay safe, and see you next time. Goodbye.